When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Hall, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. So plenty of Giants to get to with you and getting your reaction from day one and the more that they need to do. And it was a good day for Joe Shane, a very good one for him. Some people still a little sore about Saquon Barkley, but it's time to get over it. This franchise has moved on, and they have moved towards an identity that they've always had, which is winning at the line of scrimmage, getting tougher on defense, getting bigger on the offensive line, and that's what they're doing. Bart, what are the Jets doing? What is Joe Douglas doing? Because all we have to show for in day one so far is, all right, so Greg the Leg's back. That's expected. Mm-hmm. Chuck Clark comes back after losing him for the year from ACL. You never got to see him. But Chuck Clark was somebody they were extremely excited about. A guy who could be a play caller at safety, put him next to I keep wanting to say Tony Allen, but it's not Tony Allen. It's Tony Adams.
Yeah.
And so you have that. Jordan Whitehead's days are probably over. But you do add someone. I want you to tell me about Javon Kinlaw. And they bring him in, again, tackle up the middle. This guy was a former first-round pick.
Yeah, high first-round draft pick.
And he was with the Niners. Sala knows him. Tell me why this is a good move.
Well, you have to get somebody opposite. Remember last year they brought in Quentin Jefferson, who had the best year of his career but got hurt at the end. Who knows? Maybe they signed him late to give you some more interior depth. They lost Al Woods. And it got tough for the Jets, right, when they had to go Denzel Smart and all these other guys that were too small getting blown off the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Kinlaw is a guy that was brought in to replace DeForest Buckner.
Yes,
that
they traded he got for hurt. He was hurt so much early in his career, right, Kinlaw?
Yeah. But he's a guy that was supposed to be like a Hargraves or like that, right?
Okay.
And they kind of gave up on him because he couldn't stay healthy. But this is a guy that, you know, is freakazoid from South Carolina.
Yep.
They played at a high level, right? So they just
last year had a good year. He was healthy for the first time and started the show.
Right. So like you would think that, you know, he knows the system as well, you know, solid system. So he should play at a high level in it. So that's replacing Quentin Jefferson. And it's cheap. It's low risk, high reward, because if he plays to his top ten draft pick status, then you're talking about a guy that's gonna give you, you know, some great productivity from the interior next to Quinnen Williams, so you can't double team Quinnen all the time and slide the line to Quinnen all the time because he can win one on one backside. They still have Franklin Myers, who's a guy that can play outside and inside. Mm-hmm. And they just signed a guy from the Arizona Cardinals that's going to kind of try and probably replace. Whenever you hear a guy named Fodu, that means he at least 320. Right. Whenever you hear a Samoan called Fudu, Fadu, Vadakasi, Hanada,
University of Utah,
Make Kiyomoto, like he 350. Like just I don't even have to see him.
But nimble.
Yeah.
350 and nimble.
350
right?
got calves the size of like Yokozuna. You know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about it. He's there to replace Al Woods, who was playing at a high level, but he's, you know, 34 years old, and he tore his Achilles, so you can't go back there again. So now that's
Photo
that's
is 6'5", 335, just for the record.
Exactly. So. I didn't need to know.
Didn't you even know need mean? To. You just heard the name, and you knew he was at least 330, 350, right?
Exactly. So you know, so that's going to shore up the run defense. On the other side, they go get Simpson.
John Simpson, a left guard. They get him from the Ravens.
A lot of holding penalties last year. A lot of holding
penalties. Well, yeah, he led the team. He had 10 penalties with 6 holding. Now, you could argue it's because he played almost every game.
But it's also because Lamar Jackson runs around for 9 minutes.
That's a good point, too.
You don't know what the hell going on, so you got to block for 20 seconds. Like, bruh,
and Aaron Rodgers gets rid of the ball pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, you're like, bruh, do something. Yeah. Please throw the ball. Remember last year, I think Lamar Jackson had one play. It was 11 seconds. Yeah. Like, bro, I don't even see you back there, bro.
I can't block for 11 seconds,
right.
Man.
I can't even see you. So, like, I don't even know which way I'm blocking the dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get him. So
he's a good run. Simpson's supposed to be a really good run blocker. So, but only a 2-year deal with him. But yeah, so a left guard.
But also that was a cheap deal too.
He's replacing Lincoln Tomlinson basically.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah. So you think about, you know, that deal was a 2-year.
2 years, 18.
Right. So that's $9 million. That's Lincoln was making 15. So that right. You save $6 million, and arguably you can say you got a better player. Right. So now you're saying, you know, I still wish that they move Vera Tucker back to guard. But it looks like hell bent on making him a right tackle.
Looks like they're gonna make him the right tackle, and they're gonna they have already Tippmann could play either way, right? He could play the guard position or not. They still gotta find a left tackle. And the left tackle thing is that is out there on many levels with the Jets is, you know, Tyron Smith is still out there.
Yeah,
and you know that they've got to be in on him.
Well, I think,
and you know, Bakhtiari is going to be a Jet, whether or not he'll be a starter or just a sub guy that they can bring him in as a supporting cast offensive lineman, but just have him there because Aaron loves him and that's his guy, and maybe he could teach whoever you draft. If you draft a left tackle, have him around as a mentor. Which is kind of what Randall Cobb was supposed to be, right? When they brought him in, same thing, to be a teacher.
Yeah.
I think Bakhtiari is a given as a Jet. I just don't think Bakhtiari is going to be I don't think you make Bakhtiari a starter.
No.
But I think he's going to be part of whatever they're doing in their offensive line room.
I mean, you got Kevin Zeitler still out there.
Yep.
So Kevin Zeitler's
and Zeitler's a guard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to keep, I mean, you build your team.
And then Tippmann's your center.
You build it as much as you can. Like, so if Zeitler's out there, then you just pretty much just recreated the Baltimore Ravens interior offensive line.
Yes.
And no, that was pretty damn good last year, if anybody that doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zeitler's still out there. Or you think about because you look at Cushenberry, he's got signed. Because the good thing is that the center is versatile. He can move inside and outside.
Yeah. Right.
Tippmann can play guard or center. So that gives so if the best player out there is a center, mm-hmm. then you go get him because now you have a guard. You know what I mean? You move him to guard. So
okay.
Do you
want to hear what Chris Long had to say about John Simpson that the Jets signed from the Ravens?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Chris Long.
There's somebody I want to shout out on the Baltimore offensive line. John Simpson is a guy that keeps popping up for me when I watch tape, who I caught on a hot mic after one of the touchdowns saying, I f***ed that up. Go to Mitchell's touchdown and watch what he did. This guy adds a physical element to that offensive line that fits who they want to be perfectly, and I just want to shout him out in the run game. I really like this guy. Not a lot of people talk about him, but he's got that attitude. The first play of that Cleveland game, they ran counter or something like that, and he flatbacks Za'Darius Smith, and it set the tone for the whole game. And so I really like John Simpson.
They challenge him Saturday night in that meeting room. They say, hey, play one, big dog. We're going your way.
Play one.
We're going at Big Za'Darius, and they turn. The whole team's in that room.
Exactly, dude. They do that.
The whole team's in the room. He's in that point in his career. You can make yourself the guy you want to be, and that's awesome.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, he's a tone setter, right? You need the Willie Colones of the world.
Yep.
Like, you need those angry guys that come and play with an attitude and chip on their shoulder all the time, right? The guy I was talking about is Connor Williams, who, you know, played outstanding, like, mm-hmm. at center, like – But he, you know, remember Connor Williams came in, but he also, I think he tore his ACL, so that's something that you do want to stay away from. But Kevin Zeitler, 34 years old, if he still want to play, you know, former Baltimore Raven, but came from the Cleveland Browns, you know, he's I think ranked probably one of the best pass blocking guards as well. So if you can do that, you talk about the Giants and what they did to improve the interior of their offensive line. Then, you know, the Jets can do the same thing if they decide to go Kevin Zeitler. And the elephant in the room is, can they do something in the draft to move up for Ault? Like, if they go get Kevin Zeitler and then they're able to move up in the draft.
Move up for Ault. And then, like I said.
At
left tackle, because you go up that, he'll start right away. And like I mentioned, Bakhtiari around a guy that's been a Pro Bowler, like, what, 5 times?
Yeah,
guy he's played big games.
All you have to say is 3 years ago, he was the highest paid left tackle in the league.
You just
and Trent Williams passed him.
And you have him around. Now, again, you're not asking him to play a ton, but to have him around a rookie that's going to be a high-end rookie that people think could be a Hall of Famer, and you're just in his ear. Like, that's what you're looking for, the mentors. That would work. But how do the Jets get up high enough to get a guy like Alt? How do they do it?
You have to give up maybe next year's two.
You got to hope that the Chargers might want to play ball with you in the draft.
Well, you certainly know who exactly to call. Not only do you have the Chargers number, you got the everybody in the building cell phone number too.
Right. Also, the Jets.
It's also what? Donovan Smith is still out there. Like, you know, that's, you know, he said he wanted to play there, so that's still
Donovan
something.
Smith. But you downplayed that though. You said there's a reason why he's playing that game.
Yeah, but if you're going to upgrade somewhere else and spend money like on a high priced guard, then you can, you know, you can get away with having Donovan Smith as your left tackle. Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
Tyron Smith has
got to
be
similar.
Your first target, isn't it? Doesn't Tyron Smith have to be your first target?
No, he gets hurt too much. Like, yeah. Tyron Smith over the last 5 years always hurt. He missed 7 games, 8 games.
I know.
Yeah, so like if I can't have that around Aaron Rodgers. I need somebody that can play all the games. And Donovan Smith, you know, he's won 2 Super Bowls. Remember, he was the blind side for Tom Brady too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if I have to, but if I'm doing that means I'm paying for an upgrade. I'm paying for an upgrade at guard then, because I'm gonna make sure my guards are so good that they don't need help. That if we, it's not like Donovan Smith's a bum. You know what I'm saying?
No.
What I'm saying is,
he wants to be here.
It's tough, right? Because the Jets are drafting a tackle. Now, whether it's right tackle or left tackle remains to be seen. But you would think it's preferably a left tackle. But
if you're drafting a right tackle at 10, right, which would probably be
if you draft a right tackle, then I got to move Vera Tucker. Well,
Vera Tucker's
right
got to go inside. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So that means you still don't have a left tackle, though.
But remember, Vera Tucker can't stay healthy. You need depth. Vera Tucker's great, but you got to be healthy.
But you got the kid from Pitt last year.
Yeah.
So, but if what I'm saying is, I wish they would leave.
Kid from Pitt is
Warren.
Carter Warren, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who showed you some promise.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, if I get the guy from Oregon State, then I'm moving Vera Tucker inside, because now I got somebody that can whisper in his ear to remind him at right tackle.
Okay.
Right? But if I get Joe Alt.
Oh, man. That'd be unbelievable.
Joe Alt is the only one that I'm saying, that's my left tackle. That's who I'm getting.
What they say about Joe Alt is like exactly what the Jets need.
But I wonder if they go get the Briggershaw Ferguson special, the kid from Pitt. But I don't know why this guy's falling. We were dreaming that's who they got.
Yep.
And now it's like, now that we've heard stuff, he's like, I don't know.
I don't know what the issue is. Tyrod Taylor is now the Jets' backup quarterback. He's 35 years old. Everybody loves him. He just seems to bounce around the league, but you can't find somebody to say a bad thing about him. He's a pro. He'll be ready. But the other thing about him is he's literally Nordberg. This guy finds different ways to get hurt. Anybody that has never seen Naked Gun, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's O.J. Simpson's character in the movies. And it's Guy Norberg. And he's one of the detectives. But in the movie, he always gets hurt. Something crazy happens to him. And he's just constantly getting hurt. And that's what it feels like with him. Are we 100% certain this was the right move to make behind Aaron Rodgers? I said this earlier, so I got to stick to what I said. You want to sign a backup quarterback that's never going to play. That's what you want. It's going to be money spent on someone that you want to say will never see the field. Maybe
all of Eli Manning's
mop up
backups.
Duty of yeah, exactly.
Carl Nassib.
Yes, all that. Like that's what you want. But because Aaron Rodgers is 39 years old, we don't know that he's not going to be available. We don't know it because he just came off of a devastating injury that took the whole season apart in 4 plays. And so that's why I'm a little hesitant here about this move, because I want to know that the starting quarterback is going to be upright and strong for a whole season. But age tells me that's not always the case. And therefore, I look to my backup and I go, and then you know what else? History tells me this guy doesn't stay upright either, which makes quarterback 3 suddenly like an incredibly important position. And the Jets have gone to quarterback 4 last year. Four of them. How could you possibly tell yourself that a often injured veteran backup is the way to go with Aaron Rodgers? That's my hesitation, Bart. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, listen, I'm hoping that Aaron Rodgers stays healthy again.
And, I do too.
And we'll address if Aaron Rodgers goes down again. I'm sure we'll be more aggressive in making sure we get another backup behind Tyrod Taylor.
You sure not Trevor Siemian?
He goes back.
You sure it's not Trevor
Siemian? No. We pass the Trevor. We will call Joe Flacco off the bench.
I mean, I know that there's not a lot of backup quarterbacks that you could get. Like I love the fact that Gardner Minshew did what he did. Going to the Raiders for him is great because it gives him the opportunity to be a starter, because I do think he's good enough to be a starter, where a lot of people have seen him as sort of a 1B.
Right.
But, you know, and Jacoby Brissett doing what he did, going home, like going to New England, that he's comfortable. Yeah. Like, that makes sense too. I just don't know for the Jets if the older – I don't know. Like, I just feel like if something happens to Rodgers, you know with Taylor, it's a matter of time before he gets hurt. Look at the Giants last year. It's a matter of time before Tyrod Taylor gets hurt. It's just been the history of him. He's a great guy. Everybody loves him. This is not a personal attack. It's just for me about business. And I'm looking at it from a business lens, and my business lens tells me this is a high-risk backup quarterback for a high-risk starting quarterback. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. He's been hurt. He's lost his job to the Jets three times.
That's right.
I mean, he was with Cleveland, and then here comes the Baker Mayfield
Baker
era.
Mayfield.
He plays last year, and here comes the Tommy DeVito era.
Wasn't it also wasn't it Buffalo too?
Probably.
Didn't happen in Buffalo as well? I thought it happened in Buffalo.
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but that was on purpose. He was an opponent. You know, like he was in the conference. You know what I mean? So that was okay.
Yeah, but you get my point. My only problem with when I saw the Tyrod Taylor news was not about him personally. And every teammate he's ever had, they love him. They think he's great. He's very capable. We've seen him when he's playing. He's good. Like, there's nothing wrong with him on a football standpoint, personal standpoint. But when I look at it from a business lens, it's high risk to me because this is a player that often gets injured. And I can't have that after a year that I lost my starter four plays in, and he's 39, 40 years old. I just feel like that's a bit of a risk. Sam Darnold ended up in Minnesota. Yeah. I might have gone down that road,
man,
as a backup.
You're not bringing him back.
I'm serious, though. Like, at least I could say he's fairly young.
Back,
he's fairly capable. Like, I could live with that. Marcus Mariota, I could live with that.
No,
I don't know,
man,
if I can live with this.
Bro, Sam Darnold be hitting you. Do we need to go back to the Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold, the one that we didn't see all last year because he was behind Brock Purdy? Like, he turns the ball over at a high clip.
He does.
So that would piss you off. At least Tyrod, when he's healthy, ain't going to turn the ball over.
But that when he's healthy.
With that defense.
That when he's healthy gets me every time, though.
Listen. You want the turnovers. You want a backup quarterback that's healthy, that's going to turn the ball over, or you want a guy that, you know, going to win three games before he can get hurt on the fourth game?
I want a guy that's available.
I'd rather shoot my dice with that because
okay,
health is a – I got a better chance that Tyrod Taylor can stay healthy than I do that Sam Darnold ain't going to throw four picks.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair, although history tells me that both tend to happen at a high rate.
Listen. I would have liked Tyler Huntley.
Yeah,
from the Ravens.
That's not bad.
I would have liked Tyler Huntley, but mm-hmm. you know, because
yeah,
he's a legitimate
bad.
Threat to be a future starter. I think he can be a future like Geno Smith, somebody who's backed up Lamar for 4 years.
Yep.
That can, and I don't know if he's maybe an unrestricted free agent, but I would have tried to make a move for him.
Okay.
Because I would have got an opportunity to maybe have my quarterback of the future after. Aaron Rodgers decides to leave.
It's my only trepidation. It's the only concern that I have is that. It's just simply that. It's that I don't – like, if something, God forbid, happens again to Rodgers, you just know, like, all right, here comes Tyrod Taylor, and that part of you goes, this isn't going to last long. So Aaron better come back quick. Like, Aaron – this better be like for – if Aaron does ever have another kind of – even if it's just a, you know – some type of small injury, it's got to be short term because of the fear that Tyrod Taylor just historically finds a way to get hurt. That's the only concern I have. An older quarterback, your backup has to be someone, A, you never see, and B, if he has to play, not only is he capable, he's also durable. Simple as that. And that's my only – if I had to nitpick, that's my only concern, Bart. That's it. That's it. Otherwise, it's been relatively quiet. This is nothing to be excited about yet, but there's still Calvin Ridley. There's still, you know, obviously a tackle to go after, go out and get. So we'll see what happens.
So they had to replace Breece Hall. They went out by getting the kid from the 49ers. I mean, Bryce Hall, right?
Bryce Huff.
Bryce Hall, the cornerback from Virginia, the corner.
Okay.
Right. They had all over the place. Who had to start last year and played well.
So who did they get to replace Bryce Hall? Breece Hall, you meant.
No, Bryce Hall.
No.
There's too many names, like, close enough.
Oh, my God, I can't keep up with you right now.
Breece Hall is the running back. Bryce Hall is the cornerback from Virginia. Huff is the edge rusher
that they lost.
Bryce Hall is the cornerback that they drafted in – he was a first-round talent, but they got from Virginia, like, early on before Solly even got here.
Okay.
That Sauce took his job and DJ Reed took his job.
Yes.
So they lost him.
Right.
So they replaced him with the kid from the San Francisco 49ers.
Huh?
A couple days ago.
Oh, someone else. There's someone else.
Yes, they replaced him with the cornerback from that was with Salah. So now they have the swing cornerback.
You went 49ers and you went Bryce, and I'm going, "Wait, do you mean Huff and Kinlaw?" And I'm like, "No, that doesn't."
Bryce Hall. Bryce Hall.
My head's
spinning. They replaced Quentin Jefferson.
Yes.
And Al Woods.
Right. With Kinlaw.
Fuga, with Fuga Faga.
And Fotu.
And Kinlaw, right? So they replace Langland Thomason with Simpson.
Yes.
Right? So now they have to figure out.
And they replaced a lot of really bad backup quarterbacks with Tyrod Taylor.
Exactly.
Right.
So their big play is, everybody knows, it's the receiver.
Yeah.
So is it going to be Hollywood Brown, Calvin Ridley? They're going to address that, I believe, in free agency.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they draft that third round draft pick if they don't, if that's not a either an offensive lineman. But you have a better chance, I believe, and get an instant impact from a guy like you know, from a receiver, because so much depth at the receiver position this year. I mean, who knows? You can get McCaffrey's brother from BYU, you know what I mean? Somebody like that, you know what I mean? And still get productivity early on, because you want to have some backup, some depth at the slot position, because you got to replace Randall Cobb a little bit just because you have Gibson in there. But, you know, kickoff returners get hurt all the time. I wish they would have went for Duvernay, but they didn't. I thought he would have been the perfect, like, the perfect complement. Now, Cordarrelle Patterson might be out there. He's interesting, you know, what he does. You know, he may be available because, you know, who knows what type of offense they're going to run in Atlanta. And, you know, he's like the third guy.
Amazing.
You know, behind Aguilar and and Bijan Robinson.
And only a couple of years ago, he was
old
the man.
As hell, too.
But it's amazing. He was like the man only a couple of years ago there.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to say this. It amazes me how you guys, as far as in the NFL media, can keep up with all these names. Every team has 53 guys, and then there's on top of it another 10 people that are just somehow, some way, like practice squad, moving in here, moving in. It blows my mind to hear, you know, you doing it, and obviously Woody, Mike Tannenbaum, Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, like all you guys just like these, Kimberly Martin, you guys just saying names and just randomly, and it's like, Who's this now? Like, it's very hard to follow all this stuff. So
for the Giants too, Quadre Diggs is available as well. Remember, he got, you know, he's a captain, and he's a war daddy. But you know they decided to go a different direction with the Baltimore Ravens coordinator, who's probably going to, you know, bring in some different guys and different ideas. There were high cap numbers.
Well, there's some, again, business to keep following, and we'll certainly do that. We also have the business of our show, which means Audio Files is coming up, the latest on everything else going on in the world of sports. We still got to get to the Yankees. Aaron Boone with another update. Aaron Judge gave us an update on himself, which not great, but not terrible. And then some rumors about what the Yankees might be doing to if things go really wrong with the Gerrit Cole situation. So lots more to get to on the show. There's tons to follow. Certainly keep it right here. And by the way, FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season, because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types that include quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Allen and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, Dave Gettleman made plenty of mistakes in his time as Giants GM, and you could make the argument taking a running back at number two was right there at the top of the list. Earlier this morning on DPH Ron Rothenberg, Dave said Saquon in his time with the Giants was set up for failure.
You drafted him with the second overall pick because you thought he could save Eli Manning, which in its own right was dumb. You had a bad offensive line, you had an aging, immobile quarterback, and you thought that this elite running back, who was an elite running back, and we went through those rookie stats, unbelievable, was going to save the whole thing. And it's not possible. Not for 1 second do I blame him for leaving. The thing that's going to be difficult for me to wrap my arms around is that he's going to Philadelphia. That's it. If he went to Houston this morning, I would say, you know what, Giants had a great day, and Saquon goes to a better place and has a better chance to win, and I can live with all of it. I'm going to have a real tough time watching him run for Philadelphia.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Following us a lot. Busy time right now, and that's always fun. But right now, Bart Scott, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
All right, on Audio Files, it's like, let's get back to the Saquon conversation here just for a moment, because Saquon Barkley, the vitriol has gotten out of control. And what you really want to know, understand, is that, like I said earlier in the show, Bart, as a fan, you can hate Saquon now because he's an Eagle, and you're supposed to hate the Eagles. That's just what's in your blood when you're a Giants fan. To hate him because he left the Giants, that doesn't make sense. Chris Canty, a Giant, blood in the ground on his show on Sportsmanlike, has no issues with Saquon taking the money.
It was clear that they were showing him the door. I guess they would have liked to have him back at a steep discount. But if you're Saquon Barkley, if you can get north of $12 million a year and set the bar this free agency cycle for running backs, why wouldn't you do that? As hard a time as running backs have had getting paid over the last several seasons, why would you scoff at what the Philadelphia Eagles put on the table? 3 years, $37.5 million? Can't turn that down. So I don't begrudge Saquon for doing it at all. And beyond that, just the messenger with the whole loyalty bit, that coming from Tiki Barber, that's real rich. On multiple fronts, dog? You talking about loyalty? People don't forget, Tiki, especially with some of the things you did, bro. People don't forget.
Tiki said he was kind of like saying it as a joke. Like, yeah, fans are feeling this way. You're dead to me. As a fan, you're dead to me.
And Lamar Jackson said that to Geno Stone, who went to the Cincinnati Bengals. But he was just playing.
But Saquon took it real personal. Did you see he went to Twitter?
Yeah, you always been hating on me,
Tiki. Right? Like, he did this whole thing about that, and it's something you always say, don't smile at me next time you see me then, right? don't be all like, oh, everything's good between us, because it's not. Very, very interesting thing there. I know there was one other thing on the we were talking about the Brian Burns addition for the Giants and what that means, and you gave your take as a linebacker yourself and how important it is. Mina Kimes, who we talk about a lot, she was on SportsCenter. This is what she says the Giants are getting from Burns.
An edge rusher who's not only in the prime of his career, but still ranks amongst the NFL's best. Production wasn't quite what it has been last year, just 8 sacks. But over the course of his career in Carolina since 2019, 11th in pressures league-wide, 12th in sacks. One of the more bendy, flexible rushers in the league. Reminds me kind of like a young Von Miller in that way. So good at getting the quarterback, such a great set of moves, and a really nice complementary skill set for a Giants defense that I expect to be better next season.
Explain bendy and flexible for an edge rusher.
Well, you talk about guys that are waist benders. You got guys that are knee benders. You got guys who have tremendous ankle bend. That means that they can still move forward as kind of being bent at like a 95-degree angle, to be able to bend that corner and make it difficult for defensive offensive tackles to push them down, but they're still moving forward. So you talk about bend, it's like running a hoop. If you watch like people run hoops when they're practicing, it's about how low can you get and still run full speed and bend, because you talk about the launch point for most quarterbacks is 5 to 6 yards, back from the center. And can you get to that point by, pushing up the field, and then bend in the corner to get to the launch point to, one, make the sack, or one, get the sack fumble. And he's one of those guys that has tremendous bend. He's not a stiff athlete. That means he's
not upright.
Gumby-like, right? So he can, bend the corner and run the hoop. And he does it, without, bending down. Because a lot of times when you don't have ankle flexion, your eyes aren't up. Your eyes are down. But when you have ankle flexion, you're able to run at that angle where you see guys ripping through and bending that corner.
Also a high motor too, which is always, to me, the most entertaining. The most entertaining edge rushers are the ones that have that motor.
Which should push Thibodeau, because if he's flying off the ball on one side and Thibodeau's coming off lackadaisical, it's going to be apparent. And now Thibodeau has somebody that Thibodeau hopes to get a 5-year, $150 million deal, and he's showing you how to do it. And so now you have to try and show comparison. So when people see it, like when, whether it's with the Giants or not, they're like, yo, I outplayed him and he got 150 for 5. What's up? So maybe this will pull Thibodeau and make his motor go even harder.
And also, Bart, explain also for the Giants, if you think about it, when we've seen teams try to do this, remember Leonard Floyd on the other side of Von Miller, like we have seen teams try to get the pair up guys on either side so that you can't double team. That, all right, if you focus too much on this side, we'll get you on the other side. And then, of course, having Dexter Lawrence in the middle, who's also commanding. Exactly.
I mean, that's how Thibodeau got 3 sacks last year. You couldn't step up, so he just ran the hoop and got him on the other side. Now, what if you got somebody on the other side? Then what happens? And now you can do up and unders.
Meet you at the quarterback, right.
Now you can do up and unders because you can, there's so many different options you have when you can do that.
All right. Also, news today, big news in the NFL, is that Derrick Henry, who we knew was leaving the Tennessee Titans, he's going to a team that is basically, he's the epitome of what a Baltimore Raven is, bully ball, basically. And he is now joining the Baltimore Ravens, where Bart began his career. Derrick Henry's been on our show a couple of times, and we love talking with him. And here's a conversation that we had with him about you meeting him on the field and what would go down. King Henry! Derrick Henry joining us. Derrick, you're 6'3"?
Yes, sir.
Bart is, are you 6 foot, Bart?
Oh, really?
You don't see running backs this big. I want to know if Derrick Henry saw you, mad backer, coming for him. Is Derrick Henry saying to himself, this guy's a little small for me?
Well, I mean, he definitely going to step on the train tracks. He's going to look me up. You know what I'm saying? We have to find out. But you know what I appreciate about you, King Henry, is that you're an equal opportunity A-kicker. You know what I'm saying? What I like to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can get that stiff arm, man, which should be illegal, man, because it's unfair for y'all big offensive players to sit up there and be able to have an open smack to us and we can't touch y'all face mask. That's just already too difficult. Josh Norman was in witness protection after you smacked him like that, man. He couldn't even go home and discipline his kids after his kids and watch him get smacked by a grown man like that.
That's hilarious.
There was more from him on that one, but you took the lead on that whole conversation, and it was a lot of fun. We definitely got to get him on, though, now that he's with your Ravens. So Yankee news today, and we'll get a little bit deeper into this, but it is interesting that Aaron Boone did admit that they are now starting to consider other options of what they would do and who would start opening day as they wait to see what the results for Gerrit Cole's MRI on his elbow will reveal. Meanwhile, also some reporting that the Yankees have reached back out to the White Sox about Dylan Cease to see if they can make a deal done there. But when it comes to Gerrit Cole, Tim Kirkshen on ESPN saying this is mostly precautionary.
It's precautionary now, which is kind of the good news. It's not intense pain. It's more discomfort in the elbow. But when it's Gerrit Cole that we're talking about here, this is a great concern to the Yankees. To me, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He has been really durable in his career, especially the last couple of years. They need him badly to be the best pitcher in the league again. I think they're one starting pitcher short anyway, and if they were to lose Gerrit Cole for any extended period of time, that would be really bad news for the Yankees.
You think? It would be awful news. In the season, you'd almost be just put a pin in it.
Yeah, man.
Right? The balloon would pop. March 28th is the season opener. It's hard to believe he's going to be available for that.
Unless they go sign Trevor Bauer and Blake Snell. It's just money. Come on, Yankees. How bold are you with the Soto signing? Just think. If they go out and sign Blake Snell.
Remember, they got to re-sign Soto after the season.
I know. But if they go out and sign Trevor Bauer and Blake Snell, it's going to come in at less the cost that they were for that pitcher in the offseason. Still going to come in at lesser price, right?
Well, what if instead, like I said, so Bob Nightingale was reporting that the Yankees did make a new offer for Dylan Cease with the White Sox. They're looking to move him. So instead of signing Snell or even doing the Trevor Bauer thing, okay. I mean, what if they went that direction instead? You know, because the Yankees have expressed interest in him. But the price, of course, for the trade is more than they want to pay. But, you know, the Yankees don't want to pay a lot to begin with. But you're also talking about, you know, a guy that was a runner-up for a Cy Young. So you might not get Blake Snell, who's a Cy Young winner, but you got, you know, a Cy Young runner-up.
Yeah,
and somebody that is still pretty good.
Yeah, you know? I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do, right? And now everybody knows that the Yankees are going to be in the market. And we hope that the news for Gerrit Cole is good.
Today's price.
Yeah,
yes.
But exactly. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the mighty Yankees.
Yeah.
So get ready for it and buy what you got to buy and move on. Listen, we've all been in the airport. We've all been hungry. We've all seen those chips that we know for a fact you can get from Costco's for $1.10. And we've all paid $5.49 for them because you accept that in the airport – you're going to get shafted.
Mm-hmm. You know where you are.
Exactly.
You know what else it's like?
Yankees,
it's
you like, know where you are.
It's like buying a bottle of water, just one single bottle of like Aquafina for $3.50 when at Target you can get a whole case of water.
Mountainside.
For like $4.
Yeah, Mountainside.
But that's life. Hey, one more thing here. Here's Rick Pitino, St. John's coach. And this, to me, says a lot about where we are with college basketball and why I think also we really are losing. As much as it's good to see players have just as much freedom as a head coach does, and Pitino has bounced around himself, but it does get to a point, though, where it's bad for the sport because you start to lose the connection to programs and players like we used to back in the day. And so listen to Pitino on Pardon My Take about the current state of college basketball.
I said it earlier in the year at that press conference. I'm not enjoying this. And I said it not as far as the team. I'm not enjoying what goes on right now in college basketball because it's, you know, I took Peyton Siva, Russ Smith, or Donovan Mitchell, Terry Rozier, and we nurtured them through to become really good. Mashburn got him to his junior year. Francisco Garcia. It's about growing. I may be looking at three guys returning next year, and I got to bring in 10. They all become free agents. What I really don't like about where I'm at right now is we're sitting around meeting and saying, I'm hearing this guy from North Carolina may be available, this guy from Duke, Cincinnati, this guy from Wisconsin may leave, this guy from Ohio State. And to me, I was at Iona, and the entire league was poached.
Yeah.
The entire league, every good player in the MAC was poached by another school. And there's no correctable solution.
Yeah.
Unless they become employees where we can sign them to contracts for 2-3 years. You know, I don't blame a kid to put his name in a hat. He's making, say, six figures, and he can make high six figures. Why not?
Why not is right. And I'll tell you what, Bart, it might be heading in that direction. It might be heading to a point now because this is too much. The portal opens up, and it's just mayhem. And he's right. I can't keep a player for 3 years and develop him and turn him into a great player. And as a fan of a program, I can't fall in love with a player like you used to. You watched Chris Mullin for a number of years. You watched Mark Jackson. You watched Walter Berry. You watched these guys for at least three years or two at the most. You got to see them grow and develop and turn into Villanova. All the guys that the Knicks have, those guys played multiple years together. Wright kept his guys. You just don't have that anymore. Maybe we have to get to a point where you sign him to a contract. Maybe it has to be that.
You know what else? You know what else I can't get buy into? Knowing that if a high-profile job open up and my coach takes a team to the tournament and coaches ass off in the tournament, he ain't going to get poached. So like they've been doing it for years, and now they see what it feels like. So it's going to be the Wild Wild West because
that's what I mean. There's no wrong answer here. You're right. The coaches always did it, so now the players are doing it. But it's gotten to a point now where, okay, two wrongs don't make it right. It just makes it worse.
But it makes it fair.
It makes it worse as a sport. Is it fair?
It's less victimhood. It's less victimhood.
Oh, my God. But okay, fine. But then every year, you don't really know what's going on. You have no idea. It's not good for the sport.
Right. So every year.
You don't know who's playing where. You have no idea about anybody year to year.
So like every year, like professional sports,
that's not true.
Okay, for most part.
No like, way.
Guys get cut.
You have superstars who you sign and they stay with you for X amount of years. You're committed. That is not how it works in college. It just doesn't happen.
Caleb Williams wouldn't have never left if Lincoln Riley didn't leave Oklahoma. So your good players, your great players that's already got the bag and already got the big NIL ain't leaving. We know Shedeur Sanders ain't leaving Colorado.
I just told you it's two wrongs that don't make it right.
No, Alan,
it's bad for the sport.
Alan, what I'm saying is you're talking about the superstars. The superstars, when they commit to a team, they're more than likely aren't leaving. You got the guys that think they're superstars that are just good players
that
are leaving. But the superstars ain't leaving because they already got
guys who aren't getting opportunities and they think they can play more somewhere else.
You think Trevor Hunter at Colorado with Deion, who got a $2.3 million NIL evaluation, is leaving? He ain't leaving because he's getting paid.
I understand.
So you're not going to lose the stars. So the fans are still going to get the stars that are going to stay unless the coach leaves.
The biggest question is going to be with Rick Pitino is can he get the stars? Because that's what he's missing at St. John's.
He needs the Tony Soprano money so he can buy some players off.
They need the Rapoli money, which hopefully they will get. And then because they have awoken the program, but now they've got to get it to that level where it's national, where they can compete with UConn and they can try to play for a national championship. The only way to do it these days is money. But the problem is it's usually short term. All right, we got to go. That is Audio Files. You know that's a debate for the future. We should save that clip and play it again later on when it's not as busy time as it is right now. We'll get back to your calls at 800-919-3776. More news on Aaron Judge. While the Yankees have health issues, are the Knicks getting healthier? There's also news about OG Anunoby for me to tell you about as well. So tons to get to. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, there's a lot of things that Rick Astley won't do. You know that, right?
What?
There's a lot of things that Rick Astley won't do.
What's that?
You know what he won't do?
What he won't do?
Well, he's never going to give you up. You know what else he's not going to do? Listen. He's never going to let you down. He's never going to run around or desert you. You know what else he's not going to do? He's not going to make you cry. He's not going to say goodbye. He'll never tell you a lie or hurt you. There's a lot of things that he won't do. Just wanted you to know that. This went number one, by the way, this song. This cheesy-ass song was number one.
I appreciate his loyalty. It's a example of the times. It's an example of the times.
Right? Isn't that great? All the things he won't do, he lists them for you. Now, there's things that he would do, but he has to make a song about that. Anyways. Oh, my God. We got lots to get to in the Power Hour, 800-919-3776. But that is Rick Astley. How about Weezer? Weezer's coming to Madison Square Garden on Wednesday, September 11th for their Voyage to the Blue Planet tour. Is Tom Bauer going to be there? If anybody like looks like a guy that should be in Weezer, it's Tom. Jacob, would you agree?
I don't even know what to say.
You played that on Weezer? Jacob
that,
before.
Yeah, that kind of caught me off guard.
Wait, you don't know Weezer, don't you?
No.
Damn. Now you got to look it up. The Sweater Song is a great song. We were doing this the other day, and Dino, you agreed.
Oh, he's right out of the Buddy Holly video.
Right out of the Buddy Holly video. Absolutely. Well, anyways, ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation, and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. All right, we got calls to get to at 800-919-3776. We got a reset on the Giants day one and what more they need to do, what the Jets have done so far and clearly have a lot more to do. The Yankees' injury concerns, this now with Aaron Judge. Gerrit Cole might not make opening day, but what about Aaron Judge? Remember when they told us it was just a day off? Yeah, there's more to the story that you need to hear. Meanwhile, are the Knicks getting healthier? Finally. We'll see. I'll let you know what the situation is for tonight as they play the 76ers. We got a ton to get to in the Power Hour, but first, Bart, you need to tell me about BetMGM.
Where is it at?
It's right there.
Oh, I'm looking for it. Here we go. Yesterday it was dude at hockey. Today it's basketball. Basketball season is here, and it's time for you to hit the court with BetMGM, an official authorized betting partner of the NBA. All you got to do is download the BetMGM app today and make every game, every play mean more than ever. With single game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds, specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on NBA action all season long. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. Visit BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 years or older to wager and New York or New Jersey only. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, help is available. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Not the news Yankee fans wanted to find out yesterday that Gerrit Cole was going to have an MRI. On the K-Show, Michael said if Gerrit Cole is lost for any length of time, it will have a devastating impact on this Yankee season.
If they lose Gerrit Cole, it has the same effect as the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers after four plays. I'm sorry, it does. Everything is built around Cole, Judge, and Soto. And if you take one of them out of the equation, it becomes exponentially hard to get into the playoffs. So if you have lost Cole for any long period of time, I don't want to be an alarmist, but I think we'd all agree, if he's going into an MRI tube on March 11th, probably not pitching the opener against the Astros. If you lose Cole for the entire season, I think you'd be battling mightily to get a playoff spot.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.